not gonna stand up.
That's sort of a blueprint you've followed before, like with the bullpen and the letters you guys rolling out like that. It's been successful in the past. What was the difference tonight?
Yeah, we utilized our bullpen for this first part of this season successfully with matching up and giving these guys their best chance for success. We started with Puck going through that left-handed part of the lineup and, Landon Jackson there against some righties. And, when it rolled back around against Kwan, I felt Mole had the best chance to get him out. Unfortunately, that matchup wasn't successful. And then there again in the eighth, it seems to be that eighth inning we're running into some issues with right now.
Is it a matter of, execution on a few pitches, or what did you see from there, some of the base hits there, if the matchups are working?
Well, I think Kwan, reached out and got a sinker that was away from him, hit it up the middle. Mole ends up executing his pitch there later and getting the lefty. In terms of Lou, I think there's, definitely a lack of execution and getting a swing and miss when he needs it right now.
Is there anything that you guys maybe have to, we've seen Lou be good for you. Do you have to step back and maybe look at what, or kind of assess what's going on with him right now?
Yeah, I think we will. We'll dive into it. I know, Scott Emerson does a great job in diving into, everything from mechanics to just pitch selection, pitch sequence. So, I'm sure he's grinding on that.
Caprillion was able to bounce back from back-to-back homers to finish five. Do you look at it as kind of like a step in direction compared to how it's been going?
I do. I thought he threw the ball well. The pitch to Ramirez was quite – it was not necessarily a terrible pitch. It was up and in. It might have leaked back over a little bit. I thought overall he handled that lineup and went through it and gave us, a chance to win through five.
Just, looking ahead for sort of his development, what does maybe he need to show you, or what do you want to see from him to maybe work deeper into games and get a chance at going through the lineup maybe a third time?
Yeah, I think, he will get that chance. I think, with that left-handed part of the lineup tonight, having had some success against him in the game, again, we talk about, giving our guys the best chance to come in and have success as well in the bullpen. For Cap, I think it's executing his pitches early in the game, getting, outs and early counts, building off of this start, basically.
Is that maybe, in terms of Bethancourt, the swings that you saw from him today, what were you seeing to just
– Yeah, those Bethancourt hit four of the hardest balls I think we've had hit in a game. I think he could have easily had four home runs if he gets a click under the other two line drives. So really locked in, really saw the ball well tonight with results to go with it.
Lowry, okay?
We were going to hit for him. We're going to evaluate him and see how he responds to that injury that it was a tough play. It's the play that guys you see a lot of injuries on. So hopefully he's all right.
And was that just a mound visit number thing in the eighth? I guess was
mound game? Visit thing. I made the mistake. I take full responsibility.
Pruitt was up at that point.
Pruitt was up. So in my mind, I was going out to give Lou a blow and just completely blew the fact that we had already been out there.
Thank you.
Such an emotional Tito, you remember? What was your view on that play?